From Tidbits on November 14th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Postbox 3. Postbox has released version 3 of its eponymous email client, adding numerous Gmail, social networking, and integration features. The Thunderbird-based Postbox 3 contains a large number of new features, such as support for Gmail labels, a new send and archive function, support for Gmail keyboard shortcuts, and the capability to detect dates automatically and convert them to Google Calendar events. Postbox has also gained several social networking capabilities, such as displaying profile photos from Facebook, LinkedIn, and Gravatar, and posting to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. A new favorites bar provides fast access to the preferred accounts and folders, and better integration with external apps and services like Evernote, Dropbox, iCal, and Growl increases productivity. Finally, Postbox can now create canned responses based on custom templates, and it boasts better overall integration with macOS 10, including support for gestures and the new full screen mode in Lion. DevonThink Personal Pro and Pro Office 2.3.1. Devon Technologies has released DevonThink 2.3.1, updating all three editions, Personal Pro and Pro Office, of the company's smart information assistant software. The releases include a number of new features, such as support for custom icons in the template and script menus, and a new simple search interface for iOS. The updates also improve the advertisement filter, the RSS parser, the handling of background storage processes, and the import-export features associated with numerous file formats. Each of the programs also receives a number of bug fixes. Java for macOS 10 10.7 Update 1 and Java for macOS 10.6 Update 6. Apple has released Java for macOS 10 10.7 Update 1 and Java for macOS 10 10.6 Update 6. In both cases, the updates address about a dozen security vulnerabilities, including one that could allow an untrusted Java applet to execute arbitrary code outside of the Java sandbox. Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.9. New from Apple is Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.9, which adds compatibility with several new cameras to Aperture 3 and iPhoto 11. Newly supported cameras include the Canon PowerShot S100, Nikon 1J1, 1V1, and Coolpix P7100. The Olympus Pen EPL1, EPL3, and EPM1, the Panasonic Lumix DMC FZ150, and Sony Alpha NEX 5N, SLT A65, and SLT A77. The update applies to both macOS 10.7 Lion and 10.6 Snow Leopard. Apple publishes a full list of supported raw image formats in both Lion and Snow Leopard. Interestingly, the in Lion list is a bit longer. MacBook Pro SMC Firmware Update 1.5. Apple's released MacBook Pro SMC Firmware Update 1.5 for unspecified models of the MacBook Pro, running either macOS 10 10.7.2 Lion or 10.6.8 Snow Leopard. The update reportedly fixes a bug that caused the MacBook Pro on a power adapter to shut down unexpectedly under heavy load if the battery charge level, which you wouldn't think would be at issue, is near empty. To install this update, your MacBook Pro must be plugged into power or be at least 25% charged. As with all firmware updates, do not interrupt the update while it's installing. Because Apple isn't saying exactly which models of the MacBook Pro are affected, we recommend getting this update via software update. Presumably, the updater itself also knows not to install itself unnecessarily. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and Mad Cats. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.